Good afternoon. The trough of low pressure that brought scattered showers and thunderstorms to the region over the last couple of days is now lifting out of our area. Still, though, some of its effects could be felt, mainly in the form of a few passing isolated showers over the mountains. Otherwise, we'll have some cloudy periods with sunny breaks, and temperatures will be in the middle and upper 60s in the valleys and lower to mid-60s across the higher terrain. We'll dry it out completely tonight with partly cloudy skies, lows in the lower to mid-40s. High pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft for the second half of the weekend, keeping it dry and mostly sunny. Temperatures will respond, reaching to about 70. The high pressure will only build and dominate the weather for the early part of the new work week with a warming trend, lots of sunshine in the mid-70s on Monday, and mostly sunny in the upper 70s on Tuesday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to our south, where we may start to see some of the effects of what's left of Irma, mainly in the form of some high and mid-level clouds on Wednesday, although there is the risk of a few showers lifting this far north, with highs in the mid-70s. Same story on Thursday, with the timing being an issue, just the risk of a shower in the mid-70s, and a front coming through from the Great Lakes will leave us near 70, with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Irma, now located right along the north coast of Cuba, about 225 miles south-southeast of Miami, Florida. Irma is moving toward the west near 12 miles per hour along the coast of Cuba. A northwest motion is expected to begin later today with a turn toward the north-northwest tonight or tomorrow. On the forecast track, the core of Irma will continue to move near or over the north coast of Cuba this morning and will reach the Florida Keys tomorrow morning. The hurricane is expected to be near the southwest coast of Florida by tomorrow afternoon. The interaction with the terrain of Cuba has weakened the hurricane a little. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts, but Irma remains a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Irma is forecast to re-strengthen once it moves away from Cuba, and it is expected to remain a powerful hurricane as it approaches Florida. A hurricane warning and flash flood watch are both in effect for all of central and southern Florida, including the Keys and Lake Okeechobee. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 75 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 94 set in 1959, and the record low 36 in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:29 a.m., sunset this evening 7:15 p.m., 12 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with the chance of a passing shower today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a passing shower today, maybe a rumble of thunder with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the middle and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Partly sunny with a chance of a passing shower or two today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a passing shower today, and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with the chance of a passing shower today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny near 70, sunny in the mid-70s on Monday. mostly sunny in the upper 70s on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds both Wednesday and Thursday with a chance of a few showers with highs in the mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs near 70 again on Friday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.